This is the BBC World Service calling Antarctica. I'm Caris Matthews here to welcome you to the Antarctic Midwinter Broadcast, a special programme of greetings and music for members of the British Antarctic Survey overwintering in the frozen south. As we reach our longest day in the Northern Hemisphere, you're marking the long night of midwinter. But even though it's cold and dark, it's also a time for welcoming the point where light and warmth begin their gradual return. Over the next half hour, we'll celebrate with you, bringing messages from family, friends, and some other well-known people for all 32 of you who are working away in the ice and snow. Messages of hope.
Let me assure you that the sun really is shining up here. It does exist, and it's lovely.
Joining me in the studio is Kate Stanton, who spent two winters at the Rothera Research Station in Antarctica. Kate, welcome. What's so special about June the 21st in Antarctica?
It's the equivalent to Christmas for all of us. It's a chance to eat wonderful food. The chef usually puts on an absolute feast on the 21st. Everyone on station makes gifts for each other.
What kind of gifts?
Really creative things. Whatever we can make with the tools we have on station. I made a bedside table one year. Someone got a handmade wooden sledge.
Handy in Antarctica.
Yeah, we've had some welded teapots. A bit of an eclectic mix.
What else do you do? Do you watch some films?
Yes, following that, we usually all put on a thing.
Why the thing?
It's the epitome of representation of people in isolation facing odds and strange situations.
Do you find your imagination grows wild in a place as wild as Antarctica?
It certainly can. Small things get much bigger. And also that your imagination runs away with you, but I found it usually at night. So a lot of my winter is reported having some very strange dreams.
Well, let's hope to have a lovely daydream today as part of the celebrations. Tell me more about other nations overwintering at the moment.
Midwinters is, it's such a special thing to share with the team that you're in at the station, but also all the other teams that are wintering in Antarctica. It's a global community down there.
I'd like to send specific greetings to Ukraine, staying at the Nansky station, formerly the UK Faraday station, just not far from Rothera, where you were.
Yeah, and I had the pleasure of stopping at Vernadsky one of my seasons on my way out. And it was the warmest welcome I've received at any research station.
We'll come back to what you do on or under the ice later. But for now, let's get straight on with the messages from home. And first, we visit the team of six at King Edward Point in the Marine Protected Area of South Georgia. We praise you. With the help of that person.
Message for Ryan Kempthy and everybody in South Georgia. I hope you enjoy your midwinter celebrations. And on a personal note, Ryan, Mum and Dad miss you very much, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the end of the year. Love you lots.
Looking forward to seeing you in the autumn. Look after yourself. Love from us both.
Hi, Megan. Happy midwinter from Mum.
And Dad.
We love lots. Hope you're having a great time out there. Hope you carry on enjoying it. See you soon.
Hi, Megan. It's Danielle and
Dylan.
We love you. Happy midwinter.
Hi, Ross. Looking forward to having a beer and a Sunday roast with you when you get home. Mercantroids too.
Hi, Ross. Hope all is well and you're getting plenty of snow for detouring. Looking forward to having a beer with you once you get back home.
This is a message for Sarah Clark at King Edward Point from us all.
Hi, Sarah. Sending lots of love. Happy winter solstice.
Hi, Sarah.
Dad calling. We miss you a lot, and we're looking forward to seeing you at the end of the year.
Hi, this is Mum. We're looking forward to seeing you.
Happy winter solstice.
Sarah from Mark in Alaska.
Hi, Sarah. Enjoy the solstice and the longer days, and we will see you in not too long.
Lots of love.
Bye. Bye. This is a message for Mike Green. This is great, babe. I love you loads. Miss you. See you soon.
Hi, son. Very proud of you. Take care. Lots of love, Mum and Rachel.
Hi, Dad. Miss you loads. Love you, Mum.
Hello, Papa. Me and Ruby are missing you out, Dad. Hope you're still having the best time down there. Love you.
Hi, Mike. Very proud of you. Love, Sandra.
Hi, Mike. From one apple picket to another. Missing you. Be good. See you when you get back.
Happy midwinter, Kate.
Hope you're having a fab time in Antarctica. Love from Ollie and
Ewan.
Hi, I'm Jacob and Vina here.
And from someone whose voice you can almost hear without a microphone, actor, mountaineer, polar explorer, yes, Brian Blessed.
Hello, British Antarctic Survey winterers. You're enduring, I hear, a harsh Antarctic winter in the name of polar science. You're marvellous. I can appreciate what you're going through. I'd better say straight away, Gordon's alive! I'm sure you can see Flash Gordon down there. Of course, I did the North Pole, magnetic North Pole, so I can appreciate to a certain extent what you're going through. You're doing great work. You're helping the Earth. You're helping mankind. Go for it! Go for it! And don't let the bastards grind you down. Brian Blessed.
A voice known and heard the world over. Off the far western end of South Georgia is the UK's smallest research station, Bird Island, where just four intrepid humans are outnumbered by tens of thousands of seals, penguins, who I've just found out are very smelly apparently, and albatross. I'll ask you about that, Kate, if I may, in a bit. Sunrise merges into sunset, with little time to stop and stare, except in your wildest dreams. Here's Taylor Swift.
This is a message from Belgium to my cousin Marine Quintin. But first of all, I wish all of you a great season on the island. Enjoy it and thanks for all the work you are doing. Marine, ce message pour te dire que je pense fort à toi depuis le plat pays. J'espère que tu vas bien et que tu vois plein de belles choses. Tu me manques. Gros bisous. Salut.
Marine.
Une fois.
Nous te souhaitons à toi et tes cheveux.
Et on va pas te le dire 8 fois, dis.
Une belle et heureuse mise.
De la part des deux débiles.
Colline et Adélie.
Et femme en déperdition. Forever.
Reviens-nous vite.
Avec tes cheveux.
There was a young lady of gloss went hunting an albatross. It's midwinter's day, we're shouting out,
hey!
In the land of ice, wind and frost.
Hey, did you remember to brush your teeth?
Happy midwinter's day! We love you!
Tell my celebrating day, Erin. From Africa.
Hello, Auntie Erin. When you're back, please can you bring us a penguin?
Imogen, Rachel Carson says, one of the most interesting and engaging characteristics of island species is their extraordinary tameness. So thank you for sharing your stories and your pictures of Bird Island. We love it.
Yes, hello, tranche de cake. I am calling you to please organize the delivery of a penguin to Paris. I want him fluffy, very sweet, but not too big. Merci beaucoup. See you soon.
This is for Aggie Girls, from all your family in Oswald Thistle.
Hope you have a great time for your midwinter celebrations.
All the best.
And see you next year.
Hi Heidi, it's Jo here. Merry midwinter. Love you big lobsters. Can't wait to see you soon.
Hi Heidi, hope you have fun. Don't forget to smuggle me back that penguin.
Hi Heidi.
Me and Mutley miss you.
Bye.
Now an important message to everyone overwintering in Antarctica.
Hello, this is David Attenborough speaking to you from sunny Surrey. Let me assure you that the sun really is shining up here. It does exist. And it's lovely. It's on your way. So congratulations on all you have done during the last few months and will do before it's fully back with you. You really are very, very important, you know, to all of us who care about the fight for the climate. The facts which you are uncovering are invaluable and they have had an effect. My feeling is that the world really is waking up to the dangers that we have inflicted on it, and that the basis of it all are the facts which you are getting. Thank you on behalf of all of us who care for the planet.
Sir David Attenborough and the new research ship that bears his name will be coming next year to bring supplies and offer some of you a home passage. This is the Antarctic Midwinter broadcast coming to you from the BBC World Service in London. Next, a message from the Director of the British Antarctic Survey, Professor Jane Francis.
Hello to you all, wherever you are, wintering in Antarctica. I know that you'll be celebrating well with the exchange of gifts that you've made personally, which is amazing, and usually with some really fun interaction with others across the continent. I remember some really good movies being made in Midwinter's Day. Here in Cambridge, we'll be thinking of you, and hooray, hooray, this will be return of the Midwinter Barbecue that we've missed the last couple of years. This is the anniversary of 60 years of BAT in Antarctica, and I think during that time there have been some amazing achievements. In science, I think now we really are beginning to understand how climate change is affecting all parts of the continent and of the ecosystem, and it's certainly speeding up, I think. So that's the real focus of science these days. And in operations, we've been really, really busy. So if you're sitting in Bird Island, you will be next to the new building. This is David Attenborough, of course, is a major achievement. And if you're in KP, you will be benefiting from the new wharf that was built, because the ship is so large, we have to build new wharfs. In Rotherham, again, a new wharf. And, of course, the big activity at the moment in Rotherham is the building of the new Discovery Science Support Building. Here in Cambridge, we're able to visit the Discovery Building now by virtual reality. So when we had an open day, I put the virtual reality headset on and I had an incredible tour around the building. And I'm sure I'll never, ever be able to stand on the roof of the Discovery Building in real life, but I did in virtual reality, and it was quite an amazing experience. So we have a new aircraft to replace the Dash 7, which is getting a little bit old. So it's very, very busy at the moment. So I just want to say thanks to you all of you who are wintering down in our stations, for all the support that you are providing, BAT. It's times of a few other troubles in the world, it's really great that Antarctica is there for a continent for peace and science. I hope that you all have really great celebrations on this special Midwinter's Day, and that you would particularly enjoy your messages from home. So, happy Midwinter's Day from us all here in Bath, and just have a great time.
Jane Francis, Director of the British Antarctic Survey. Now we go even further south and say hello to the 22 scientists and support staff at Rothera on the Antarctic Peninsula. Rothera is the largest UK research station, and Kate Stanton, you've spent 2 winters there as a diving officer. Is there much you can do in the winter when the sea is frozen over?
Well, yes, when the conditions are right, we can cut a hole in the ice with quite a large chainsaw, and we put on dry suits and get a lookout for any kind of predators and go for diving.
Is it dangerous? You mentioned predators.
Everything we do has an element of danger. I think it's safer than most any motorway or large road.
Is it quite clear under there?
It's wonderful. I would say it feels like flying, because the ice above you is sort of this uneven grey cloud, and the water is so clear that you can see almost as far as you can see. And it's just a whole range of blues that I've never experienced before.
Not claustrophobic or anything, thinking that you've got ice a metre thick above you?
Not for me. I just found it captivating and beautiful. We get to see some icebergs under the ice and some things and sights that you just never really get to experience otherwise in the world.
What science are you collecting? What are you achieving under the ice?
So most of the science we achieve under the ice is continuing some long data sets that have been going on for 20 plus years. We're collecting some organisms that get sent back to Cambridge for some research and studies. The other benefit is some years different scientists come down, the marine biologists that are overwintering, and they have their own projects. So those projects might require diving throughout the winter season.
What sounds do you hear?
You hear a lot of crackling. The ice cracks and moves, and it's very much alive. It feels like the ice has its own activity and behavior. So you hear the ice cracking and popping. And I've been fortunate enough to hear seals in the distance, I think, before. And it's an interesting sort of humming noises. The little seals I've heard sounded like a 70s sci-fi film. It was these sort of kind of jazz.
Okay, that's great.
I'm putting you on the spot there.
How are conditions changing?
I'd like to think that the world understands at this point how dramatic climate change is and how much it's changing the world that we live in. I have to say that for me down there, it really hit home when I could see the ice cliff across from my office collapse. And then a couple years later, the same ice cliff collapsed again. And I knew there hadn't been enough snow in the meantime to make up for that change. Glaciers are receding at a rate where in 4 years down there, I saw it happen. And that's quite scary.
Kate, I forgot to ask you. Are penguins smelly?
Oh, penguin colonies are horrifically smelly.
Well,
penguins themselves, usually, there are weeds even after they'd left the colony and they came for a swim. So they'd wash themselves off on the way. So they'd just come out of a bath. I've been fortunate enough to see some penguin colonies, and you can smell them before you can see the colonies. Krill, which is their primary diet, is very fishy and very oily.
Is it their poo, or do they regurgitate this krill, or do they leave it ferment a little bit?
It's usually their poo. They actually use it to find penguin colonies from space. I believe you can see orange stains on the ice, and it allows them to hone in and figure out where colonies are because of their poo.
With that image in mind, I wish you all a happy midwinter. Thank you so much, Kate.
Thank you.
Now on to a message from someone else who knows what it's like to be isolated far from home.
Hello, this is British astronaut Tim Peake, and this is a message to everybody at the British Antarctic Survey who's overwintering for a happy midwinter's day. I know what it's like to be isolated and away from home and family. But in some respects, that's quite nice. No email, no phone calls. So enjoy your midwinter's day. Enjoy watching the thing. Enjoy the spectacular view of the night sky and the stars. It must be incredible down there on the ice. Good luck, everybody, with what you're doing. Come home safely.
Time for some songs and messages for those at the Rotherham Research Station. And you chose the song Do It, Try It, from the band named after a spiral galaxy, M83.
Hi Tom, Mum and Dad here. Funny to think of you in the snowy dark of the southern hemisphere while we're sunning ourselves here under a parasol in the baking heat.
If you listen very carefully, you might just be able to hear the waves lapping against the shore. Well, must go and get your mother another pina colada. Lots of love from all the family.
Delta Alpha Delta calling Joe Clay at Rotherham. Happy Midwinter's Day, son. Alongside your favourite backing track, we want to take this opportunity to tell you how proud we are of you, how much we all miss you, and how much we love you. Today we will toast you all for the great work you are doing in Antarctica. Be warm and return to your loved ones safely.
Take care, Joe.
And keep them generators running. Love from me, Wendy Jake, your mum, Emily, Josh Bodie, Sarah, Dan and Warren.
This recording is for Louis Day.
Come home safe, Skipper. All the best, Dad.
Happy midwinter, Lou. Glad you're having an amazing time. Hope you can get that woolly hat on that massive hair of yours. Miss you lots. Lots of love, Mum.
Hi, Louie. Hope you're well. Lots of love from Rosie.
Hey, Louie. It's Charlotte. Getting cold. I hope you're having fun down there and haven't replaced me with a penguin. Miss you loads. Love you.
This is a message from Mark Porter from his mum. Have a great midwinter. Miss you loads. Dad will be so proud of you. I know he will be in your thoughts. So raise a glass. Take care. Stay safe.
Looking forward to having you home.
Love, Mum.
Uncle John sends his love.
Andy will have a pint with you when you get home.
Hi, Ash. Mum and Dad from Yorkshire.
Big hugs and Tess says big lickies.
To help you celebrate, we're going to have a drink with you. Cheers.
That was good. Always remember.
Never out about that cat. Have a good one, son.
Big hugs for Mum and Tess and Dad.
Hello, baby brother. I will insist on calling you that as long as you call me your little sister, just because you were better at growing than me.
Happy midwinter.
My former school think you must be the coldest handyman ever, but I love that you're out there and having your best adventure. Please keep the penguin pictures coming. They are amazing and always make me smile. They suggested that I could sing a song, but that always used to make you run away from the room screaming with your hands on your ears, begging me to stop. So I thought I'd spare you just this one. Keep on smiling. It makes you look like a muppet and it's very contagious. I love it. Big hugs, Georgie. P.S. I still can't believe that you went swimming with the iceberg.
This is for George Allison from Dad. Happy midwinter, George. Enjoy yourself. Proud of you. Make sure your feet don't hang out at the end of the bed at night.
Hi, Uncle George. We're going to miss you.
We are so proud of you.
Let's have a
great day. Message from Amy Marika. We love you, Lord George. Take care. See you soon. Bye.
You won't believe how difficult this is. We've got 30 seconds to wish you well and say have a fabulous time and trying to think something witty, but nothing's coming. So I just want to say to you, Sam, we love you lots. Have a fabulous day. Take care. Big hugs. See you next year.
Skål to you, brother. May the mead flow freely on this day.
Hi, Sam. All the best for the Arctic winter. Can't wait to see you next year. All the best. Take care. Bye for now.
Hi, Uncle Greg. It's Eva. Mum and me miss you and love you. Danny and Prince send their love to you. Uncle Ryan and Nick, I hope you're getting on fine. Finley misses you lots.
Mum says, hi Greg, hope all is going well and you're enjoying your time there. All fine here, love you and take care. Dad and Leslie miss you too and both hope you're fine. We love you.
Hey Dad, Stuart family here. We're all missing you loads, everything's going really great. My PhD graduation's coming up. I'm really sad you can't be there, but I know you're having the time of your life out there. Love you.
Salut papa, Céline here. Hope everything's going well, really missing you. Can't wait for us to get back into those forests when mushrooming season comes round.
How about Philly? Sorry, Fish. Sorry, Finn. Doing well. A-levels were all right. And, good.
This is a message for Jonathan Witherstone and his mum, wishing you a very happy midwinter and that you are enjoying every single moment of this experience. I'm so very proud of you and love you.
Joy. I love you. And I miss
love you lots from your big sis. We look forward to seeing you when you come back. Going out on the kayak.
Hi, that's a message for Stuart McManus from Ali and
Mama Bear.
Hi, Stewie and your glorious Tash. Hope you're having an amazing time. We all miss you and look forward to seeing you next year. And we're so proud of you.
Have a fab day. Lots of love from your family in sunny South Wales at the moment.
Hi, Stuart. Miss you lots. Love you lots. See you soon.
Hello, Hannah. Happy Midwinter's Day. Love you loads.
Hi, Hannah. This is Mum. Happy Midwinter's Day.
Love you loads.
Happy Midwinter's Day from Dad.
Happy Midwinter's Day from Jason.
And baby Ina.
It's Lucy Jones. Did you know France's national animal is the artichoke? It's not technically an animal, but there was a mix-up of the Bureau de Change in 1888, and now they're stuck with a vegetable as the national animal. Also, did you know every single French person is named Jack? Every single one. Apart from...
Moms have different names.
Bye. Hi, Phil.
It's Rita here. Just to let you know, whilst you're celebrating this summer, I'm having my 60th birthday, so here's a big cheers.
Hi, Phil. How you doing? Hope you're well. Everyone here is really well. We're all thinking of you in the cold, horrible weather. I'm going to Thailand, so I'm going to lie on the beach for a week or two.
And so am I.
Lots of love. See you later. Bye.
Happy midwinters, Nads, and the entire wintering team. Hope you guys are having an amazing winter and not getting too fat with all of Olivier's dessert. I hope you don't miss the sun too much. I'll be back sooner than you think, and I imagine Rother looks beautiful right now. Wish you all the best, and see you all very soon.
Micha! T'es perdu dans l'hiver? T'as perdu ta maison?
Happy midwinter's day, lads!
Miss you lots! Love you lots, too!
Love you lots, Mum.
Hi, Matt, it's Mum. Hope you're having a good time. Happy midwinter's day. Love you loads. Miss you. See you soon.
Hi, Matt, it's Dad. Hope you're having a lovely time. Love the pictures. I think they're great. See you soon.
Hi, Matt, it's Take 32. Hope you're having a good time in Antarctica. Good. I'll see you in a year.
Hey, Matt. Hope all is well. Grandpa.
Here's Matt. Lots of love, Mum and Granddad. See you soon.
Angus didn't go to Iceland, he went the other way. Now he's living with the penguins, annoying them all day. He loves to drive big tractors when the weather's nice and sunny, but now he's in Antarctica, the weather's not that funny. So even though he's miles away, he's always in our hearts. We think of him when we look outside and also when we fart. We are sad he's missing birthdays and other family stuff, but we're very proud of what he's doing. Come home when you've had enough. Love, Mum, Dad, Angus, Niamh, Simon.
Hi, Louis.
It's Eve and Mum and Dad.
I'm not
It's you.
It's you
breathing.
Hi, Louis. It's Eve, Finn, Mum and Dad. Happy midwinter. We miss you lots. Have a lovely day.
Happy midwinter, Louis. Lots of love from Mum and Dad.
This is a message for Pete Saunders at Rothera.
Hello, Uncle Pete. I hope you're having fun. I miss you very much. Please come back soon. I am having fun now that I'm penguins. I love your pictures. My favourite things are bigger than happy. We make the bigger for me. Bye, Mike.
Hi, Macabaja. Happy midwinter. I got a new pair of silly shoes.
Hi, son. Hope you're having a great time and enjoying your celebration.
Hi, Matthew. Hope you swept your hands for clean for today's celebration.
Hello, Matthew. Hope you're having fun in the snow, but hopefully you're not going to come back with a bird scare for me.
Hi, Matthew. Happy midwinter. Hope the marmalade and whiskey supplies are lasting out. Just to confirm, I'm not the lally.
We all miss you. Take care from Dad.
Mum.
Daniel.
Emma. Bye. And the rest of your family and friends.
To Matthew Jobson at Rothera from his ma, wishing you a happy midwinter's day. Hope to see you later in the year.
This is Matthew Jobson from his wife. Have a great time, honey. Love you loads. Enjoy your time and have fun with everybody else there.
This is a message for Jo Cole at Rothera Station from all her family in the UK. We miss you very much and hope that you're having a wonderful adventure in Antarctica.
Hi, sweetheart. We love you lots.
Hi, Jo.
Hope you're enjoying your time out there and getting some good skiing.
We miss you.
Hi, Joe. We both miss you lots.
We can't wait for you to come home and for Mila to meet her auntie. Just to say bye to Joe.
Bye, Joe.
A big hello to Alice Clement from Dad.
Hello, Ali. And Mum.
Hello. All the family and friends have to be remembered to you with a special hello from your sisters, Lucy, Hannah and Grace.
We could often get asked for updates about you when we're out and about in your hometown of Ashby, especially at the tap. Be prepared for lots of questions about life in Antarctica when you get back.
Wish you lots. Keep the photos coming. Lots of love from us both.
Bye.
And to our final message.
Hello, everybody. It's Lorraine Kelly here, and I just wanted to wish you well for this midwinter. I hope you're all doing fine and enjoying the experience. Thank you so much that you do in the cold and the dark. It's such important work and much appreciated. I was actually lucky enough to visit the Antarctic Peninsula and go for a very, very quick dip on Deception Island before sailing on to South Georgia. I've actually never felt happier and more at home, even although I was so far away. I hope that you can celebrate midwinter with lots of grub and lots of booze. And I will be raising a glass to each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you for all of us. And as you party into the long Antarctic night, we'll be thinking of you while we slap on the sunscreen. I am rubbing it in, aren't I? Anyway, don't worry. The sun will return to the frozen continent in a week or two. Just time for me and our studio guest, Kate Stanton, to join everyone in wishing a happy midwinter to all 32 of you at UK research stations. Everyone else in Antarctica supporting the scientific work of 27 other nations. And to all our listeners in slightly warmer parts of the world, happy midwinter.
Happy midwinter and enjoy the feasting today.
Enjoy the feasting and the thing and the gifts. I wish we could be there with you. So let's keep the party going on with another choice from the crew at Rothera by Marvin Gaye. Midwinter broadcast was presented by me, Keris Matthews, produced by Martin Redfern, and is a Boffin Media production for BBC World Service.